This is Discovery with a K.
Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to a new episode of Discovery with a K.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And as usual today, we're gonna fangirl someone.
Yeah.
But this time, it's a girl.
As if we haven't fangirled before, women yeah. here.
Yeah, no, we do a lot of yeah. that as well. Well, anyways, it's been a while.
We're very gender inclusive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But this one, we kind of wanted to talk about.
She has a special place in my heart, really.
100%. 100%.
Mm.
She's there, breaking the stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking about?
Hatfeld.
Yay! I wonder if people know her from, like, her new name, Hatfeld.
They probably mostly know her for Wonder Girls.
Mm. Yes. So let's start it because we have a lot to get mm-hmm. through.
Yeah. So because we've already spoken about Wonder Girls.
Yes.
I'm just going to like briefly mention it.
Yeah.
Because you can listen to our episode about Wonder Girls. I thought for this one, we should just fully focus on Hatfeld.
100%.
Because honestly, she deserves it.
And she's got a lot of music as well.
Not like spectacularly.
Yeah, but I think that she does a bit because she became quite indie. And indie artists don't put music out.
Indie R&B.
Yes. But indie artists are not always able to put the same amount of music out mm-hmm, as mm-hmm. in...
Usually they're working on a tighter budget, so exactly. that makes total sense.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. let's start this.
Yeah. So, Hatfeld. It's pronounced as a British person would say Hatfeld. So it's Hatfeld.
Hatfeld.
Yeah.
Posh Hatfeld, okay.
Though I've been calling her Hatfeld for like forever, so.
Same.
Whoopsies. Same. Apologies if I slip throughout the episode. I'm doing my best, but it's another G-Idol situation. So.
Oh my god, we still call it Idol, G-Idol.
I still call them G-Idol because it feels weird to just call them Idol.
I know.
Oh my god.
And also, Idol sounds like Idol for me, so I'm like, Idol.
I know. It's, honestly.
It's a full thing.
Yeah.
Let's go but back
here
to
here we are.
To
we do our best. So, Hatfeld is Park Ye-eun.
Yeah.
Who was born in 89.
Yes.
And she debuted in 2007 with Wonder Girls.
Okay. She was like 18.
Yeah, she was young. She was a child. So, in 2014, she came out with her solo debut.
Okay.
And then... she was with Wonder Girls for 3 more years before they officially disbanded.
Yeah.
Their contracts with JYP were running out and she ended up signing with Amoeba Culture.
Yes.
Who has a lot of like
a lot of indie
amazing
artists.
Indie artists.
Yes.
I love that label. It also made her the first woman to sign with the label in 11 years.
What?
Which shame on them.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexist.
Oh my god.
I'm just
that's shocking.
That's
okay.
Bonkers.
It is. Okay.
Anyways. So her stage name, right?
Yeah.
Remember the British Hatfeld?
Hatfeld.
It comes from an amalgamation of hot mm-hmm. and Hatfeld. So Hatfeld. Hatfeld. Do you get it?
Okay.
Yeah?
I suppose.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's her name now, so.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure why she wanted hot to be in there.
Why not?
Like, she is hot. Like, but I don't think she wants to go for that.
For that.
I mean, rock your confidence, but.
100%. But. I don't think she went for it. It's like, I'm hot and I'm going to add it to my stage name. I don't think she went for
I've
that.
I've seen crazier things, to be honest.
Same. But...
talking about you and hyping.
I still wish they can cope
That's
with it.
That's a reach and you know it.
I wasn't bothered with the name itself. I was more bothered about the fandom name.
What's the fandom name again?
Engine.
That sounds...
like Engine.
It sounds kind of gross.
No, it just sounds like engine, as in a car engine.
Like vroom.
Yeah, but it's engine. There is a full meaning behind it, wholesome, but it just doesn't,
The meaning of N-hypen is also super wholesome.
Wholesome, absolutely
Does
wholesome.
It sound weird?
A little. Maybe it's us, but yeah. I think it's because we watched the show and we just saw them differently.
I just saw them as like island.
That would have been an awesome name.
Yeah.
100%.
I was like, the guys from Ireland.
Yeah.
It feels weird to call them an hyphen, even after they've had their debut. It's like...
I got used to it now. I still can't cope with the fandom name. I'm like, what? It sounds like engine people. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah. Yeah. So, fun fact, her debut album?
Yeah.
Well, single album. Well, actually, no, it was a mini album. Her debut EP, Me, was included in the top 10 best K-pop albums of 2014 by Billboard.
Oh, wow.
That is like right from the get-go, massive eyes on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like, it's not like she started from like nowhere, like she was quite popular
She was well-known already. Yeah, but going solo is always hard because you have this image and also the sort of like expectation, I suppose, because they think that you're going to do the same or something very similar to what you used to do, I suppose.
Actually, no, she specifically mentioned that she wanted to do stuff that she couldn't do with Wonder Girls.
So she did that after her debut or before her debut as a solo artist?
What do you mean?
That she said that she wanted to...
She said that after her debut as a solo artist.
Okay.
And also, it's no small feat because most of the songs were written by her, composed by her, and some even... I think there was one that she also arranged herself.
Okay.
So it's not just that she got music from other people and that she like put her stamp on it.
Which is not bad at all either.
No, of course not. Of course not. However, for me, I have higher expectations if you are coming out as an indie artist.
Yeah.
I kind of expect some self-involvement.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but indie artists are known for that, you know?
Yeah. Still, I kind of expect it to be there at least a little.
Okay.
But the fact that she did all of that while she was still with Wonder Girls...
So she was signing to agencies with that? Or she...
I think she... It was only in 2017 that she signed with Amoeba Culture.
So she started as an indie artist under JYP then?
Yes.
Okay. JYP indie artist. Okay.
Well,
interesting.
Well,
also, that's remarkable because big companies normally don't let, especially artists, when they go solo, to get as involved in the production. Mm-hmm. So that's very interesting.
Yeah.
This is just
really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's quite interesting to see the difference between the Wonder Girl stuff, which she also helped write, produce, and whatever, some
of
it. Yeah. I have a whole list, so we'll go over it in a little while.
Okay.
It's interesting to see the difference of direction.
Okay.
And, like, if you go solo with your own stuff, it's interesting to see what your focus is. Because if you work for Wonder Girls, for example, you're working within boundaries that the company gives you.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. You have to think of the...
The money they're investing in all of that.
Yeah, the
image.
Image, that's it. That's the word I was looking for. You have to think about all those factors. But when you work for your own stuff, you kind of go where you want to go.
Yes, that's what you say. A lot of indie artists trying new sounds all the time. And they come out with like completely different albums.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's something that I like a lot about indie artists. Yeah. They're unexpected.
Very, very. They... experiments because they're working for themselves and they're kind of like going with the flow of their interests.
Yeah.
Which is a very interesting thing to listen to.
It is very interesting.
Doesn't always work, but definitely.
Sometimes I'm like, what even?
Sometimes it's like, I understand what you're going for.
Yeah.
Does it sound good?
The thing is that sometimes they come up with like amazing ideas, but it just doesn't suit either their vocals or just the vibe, you know what I mean? It's like an R&B artist coming out with the rock music and you know them as an R&B artist for years.
Sometimes it's refreshing though, but
100%.
But there's so many different things that have to line up for that to work.
Yeah, and there is the shock factor.
Yes. Shock factor is good though.
I'm like, what?
So imagine you're like casually listening to whatever, Spotify radio, right? And you go from like smooth R&B, like it's background music at this point because you're doing something else. And the next song that comes up has you like, oh, wait a second. If it gives you that reaction and you go look at who it is.
Yeah.
and you add it to your playlist, that shock factor is amazing. Because if you're just casually listening,
yeah,
it's all background noise. You're not paying that much attention.
Yeah.
But the shock factor is what draws you in.
100%. And you know, that happened with me and Epic High, because I knew Epic High, big fan of Epic High, but I didn't go through their entire discography.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day I was checking the Raider release in Spotify.
Yeah.
And that time they have come out with Here Comes the Request featuring E-High.
Oof.
And I was like, who's this?
That is a song.
Yeah. That was a big shock factor, people. And then I'm obsessed still. Anyway, let's continue with Wonder Girls.
Yeah, sorry. That
that took a while.
Went on a rant a little. Oops. So I was talking about the writing credits, composing credits, arranging credits. She has all those credits for Wonder Girls, Sunmi solo stuff, Yubin solo stuff, Giri Boy.
Oh, wow.
So she has quite an extensive list of discography.
She's written for herself and other people. That's very impressive. Yeah.
So let's take a quick look at this. So, for example, the song Saying I Love You from 2008
mm-hmm.
by Wonder Girls. She worked on the lyrics. She worked on the composing. Girls Night Out by Wonder Girls. She did also both.
Okay.
There's
an extensive list. Like, yeah, oh my God.
I know. But most of it is her solo stuff, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But she, for example, she had a feature with Babylon.
Okay.
She wrote for that as well. She had a feature with Cheetah and Yunha. She also wrote that. She has, you know, the song Back and Forth in 30 Minutes by Giri Boy.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Love that song. That's her.
Okay.
Like, she wrote that. So I was like,
Yes.
Okay, talents, come through.
Well, that's a lot.
The song that she wrote for Sunmi was If That Was You.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm wearing contacts, and this is very tiny. I should have made that bigger. If That Was You, in the album Full Moon. I think that was her debut album, if I'm not wrong. Also written and composed, and even arranged. So yeah, there's like this whole massive list of stuff that she's written for herself and for other people. And it's, the thing is, there's no specific genre for the songs.
Okay.
Like, it mostly touches on R&B, but some of it is also quite pop, ballady. So, variety.
Talents.
Yeah. She also co-wrote the song Only You by Twice.
Okay.
Rake in that cash, darling.
Yes, totally.
So her solo stuff, she has two single albums, Meine und Deine.
Okay.
And those were actually the first couple of songs I heard by her.
Okay.
Because I think they were released in like 2017, early 2018, when I was finally starting to pay attention. And for me, the interesting thing about those songs were that the music videos, for example, they were filmed in Berlin.
Okay.
They had a German intro,
ooh,
which I thought was like kind of crazy. The titles of the single albums are German. Meine means mine, Deine means yours. So
I like that.
I was like, what is this combo?
That's such an interesting
thing. Of K-pop, English, and German.
Love it.
So I was like, okay, work. Also, it was subtitled, which I was like, okay, thank you, bless you. I can understand what's going on. And there's this storyline about the music videos that is super soft and intriguing and sweet and bittersweet at the same time.
That's a very interesting debut, just saying.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't her debut. She debuted with the EP Me.
Okay.
And then she came out with the two single albums.
Okay.
But it's still like quite... I think that was the first thing she released when she signed with Amoeba Culture.
Okay.
And honestly, I can still listen to those songs. Like, they don't get old. She has a collab with Gecko.
Yeah.
She has a collab with Punchinello.
Yeah.
Like... she has collabs with some amazing rappers, just saying.
She does, she does. Well, she's amazing as well.
Very, very. Also, I think it's good that she has, like, all the connections from her time with Wonder Girls.
That too. That probably...
She's smart.
100%. Mm. But I like that she's smart, but also she knows what she's doing.
I think what kind of draws me to her music is, like, especially with her album, 1719.
Mm. Yeah.
It feels so deeply personal at times.
Okay.
That it is shocking.
Okay, you know that the first album I think I listened to fully by her was the last one?
1719. I think you reviewed it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, very, very much personal.
Very heavy, very personal.
Yes. Also, very diverse.
Yes, in sound, yeah.
So that was, I was like, wow.
Mm.
She could.
Yeah.
The thing is that it took me a while to sort of like get the puzzle together. And I was like, who's he? Who's she? Wonder Girls? What?
Yeah, sometimes it's quite hard to be able to like overlap the two because they're so different in sound.
Yes. I was like, I know these vocals? Where from? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's interesting.
Yeah. It's just, I just think she's a very good storyteller.
100%. 100%.
And I think that helps so much with her music.
Yeah. Yeah. But her music, I think her music won't be for everyone, if you know what I mean. It's like not everyone will feel as connected. You know?
Maybe, yeah. But I think because it is so diverse that there is going to be something for everyone.
100%. Yes.
You might not like Life Sucks because it is heavy.
Yeah, but I think heavy. That maybe some people were expecting more like Wonder Girl stuff, very pop kind of age.
Yeah, yeah. Thing. Well, then they'll be more inclined to the Wonder Girls era.
Yeah, probably. Mm. But she literally, I think they want her album, she disconnected completely from that. And she was like, this is me.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's definitely a ride. Like, just to briefly come back to Mine and Dinah.
Yeah.
Is that the storyline is about this old couple.
Yeah.
And the, like, grandpa.
Okay.
Of the couple is dealing with, like, dementia, if I understood that correctly. And you can see they used to be dancers, the couple.
Okay.
And you can see how they go from, like, being old and, like, struggling a little, but still loving each other very deeply.
I remember that music video.
So beautiful.
Yes.
So well done. I choked up a little the first time I saw it. I was like, this is movie material, first of all. Second of all, sad.
100%.
Because the connection between Read Me and the song I Wonder is the guy. Like, at first you see him deal with his wife when she's still there.
Yeah.
Like, they're dealing with his dementia. They're remembering life through the diaries that they kept.
Okay.
But then she dies. And then I Wonder is him struggling with dementia, wandering around, being lost.
Oh, wow.
Like, the house that was so beautiful in Read Me, well kept, you know, tidied up. Is bit of a war zone in I Wonder because he's alone and he's struggling and it's sad. The whole thing is just sad, honestly.
Yeah, we do like sad stuff.
Yeah, we do. That we do, 100%.
So let's continue.
I wanted to mention this W Magazine interview that she did.
Okay.
Because it was ahead of her full album, 1719.
Yes.
And basically she mentions Born in 82, Kim Ji-young,
the book.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she said, she reiterated that with her own music, she wanted to tell stories that she couldn't tell with Wonder Girls.
Yeah.
Which makes sense considering that she also wrote for Wonder Girls. And she might have had lyrics and songs that she'd had for years, but she couldn't release because it wouldn't fit their image.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot imagine Wonder Girls doing a song like I Wonder.
Or Life Sucks, either.
That. No.
Yeah.
I could kind of see you then do a song like Plum.
Oh, the last one, the one with the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I could see them do that one as well. That was
interesting.
Yeah. I did not see that last release coming.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, yeah, go read that W Magazine interview if you're interested in like her thought process about it. Because it's quite interesting. And
that book was quite big, in fairness.
Yeah.
It was quite big. Okay.
If you don't know the story about Born in 82, Ji Young Kim, it's a novel about women dealing with like the glass ceiling. It's like a feminist angle.
Yeah.
Dealing with, was it postpartum?
Postpartum depression.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting book.
There's a movie about it as well, if you prefer watching that rather than reading the full book.
Yeah, and I think that book sort of like, it's like a generation. I think many people felt identified with the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So let's talk about essential songs.
Okay.
That is hard.
100%. I would just go and say, like, listen to the albums on the single
albums.
Yes,
I literally wrote the entire album 1719.
Yeah.
Because of the stories that are so personal, and I recommend reading the translations for the songs as well.
Also, the sound, like in the sound side, it's so different. Like,
yes.
All the songs are very, you can have an R&B.
You won't get bored.
Also, you can have the song that is like, well, Life Sucks is more storytelling.
Life Sucks still is probably my favorite song by her.
Okay. The music video, I can see what you think that song. I can see it.
The
now.
Music video is dark as hell, even
very
though
it's
filmed in like a white room and she's wearing a white dress and she's sitting on a white bed.
It's very dark. People.
Emotionally, it's dark.
100%. Okay. Yeah. Let's continue with essential songs.
So there's the single albums, Dinah and Mina. I'm going to keep mentioning them.
Yes.
Beautiful. Then there's Ain't Nobody. I think that was from her debut EP.
Okay.
Watch that, because the dance break is bonkers. Like, I did not see that coming. You start off like super slow, kind of ballady-esque.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you have this electronic EDM dance break that was like,
okay,
excuse me, how did that happen? And somehow it works.
The shocking factor, like shock factor.
The shock factor, definitely there.
It,
I can tell
it
you
works.
That
it's like, I love when songs go like from like this smooth sort of piece and then EDM Tomorrowland style, and you're like, what happened
exactly, what happened to the original plot of the story?
Yeah. Okay.
Then there's the song Peter Pan.
Okay.
It's super cute, super catchy as well, and it kind of reminded me of this like English song, I think it's also called Peter Pan by Ruth something.
Okay.
That was very popular like a couple of years ago. No Makeup.
Yeah.
Zion T, Gecko, Heartfelt. Happy Now featuring Moonbyul from Mamamoo. And then the last one, There Must Be by Juhyo and Heartfelt. Heartfelt. Because it's soft and I thought I should mention it because it's cute. Now, reasons why you should stan.
I think every time we come to this section, we always talk about the same. But people, this woman is insanely talented.
Talent! Capital T!
She's a producer. She's a lyricist. She even arranged songs. She is an all-rounder.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I feel like she's a phoenix. She was reborn.
Basically, yeah, it feels like that.
And I love that. So if you are up for new beginnings and completely different beginnings, just go check.
Honestly, just for the fun of it, check a Wonder Girl video and then check one of her own and feel the difference.
It is insane. It is crazy, but I love it. So it took me a while to get them together, Wonder Girls, Hatfell.
To be honest,
wow.
I had not connected the dots until I was either doing research for Wonder Girls or I like was digging a little bit deeper into Heartfelt. And I was like,
I connected the dots with her full album because I need to look at who's she? She seems indie. So I was like, what?
Yeah. It's quite shocking.
Yes, absolutely. Because I hadn't really listened to the full album, and I was like, mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, she's amazing. Yeah. Who's this woman? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, Wonder Girls, like, how? Mm-hmm. I just think of something completely different, but there you go. Love her. She's amazing.
I am kind of curious as to where her next release is going to go musically.
It could go anywhere and it's going to be awesome because her last single was a bit of a shocker as well.
Yeah, it was part of an ad, I think.
Was it?
Or something to celebrate something.
I don't remember exactly, but it was,
I was shook.
Like pop mixes, Latin fusion, and then you add a bit of like EDM there, and someone with a rabbit. A rabbit.
I honestly, I was like, what even?
It was interesting to watch. Yeah. I did not expect
in
that.
In all honesty, I don't really listen to that song.
I do listen to it once in a while because I think it's fun. It's fun.
It's out
of the box. It's out of the box.
Yeah, shock factor.
Yeah, but the thing is that if you listen to that song and then you listen to Life Sucks, it's so different that you're like, and what you're more inclined to that side of Hatfield rather than the bright side. So it's like, let's be kind of adorable.
Well, I really enjoy Plum as well, which is happy, cute, pop.
Yeah, but not as
sexy.
Happy pop as this one. This one was a bit of a mix.
Yeah.
And
I was shook. I was shook. That's...
I was like, what? I feel like I'm listening to like Latin American music. Like, no, seriously. And I was like, this is interesting. Anyway, people, that was it for what are your reasons, by the way?
Oh, well, you basically mentioned all of them. Talent, yes. Capital T, vocals. I think she's a really good singer as well.
She is.
And just incredible lyricism. Also, she's cute, so.
A bonus factor there.
Bonus, yeah.
Well, that was it for this episode of Discover with a K. And remember, if you want to check Hatfield's...
Wonder Girl era, yeah. Go check out that video, check out that podcast.
Yeah, we'll be back next time with a new episode, a new artist, and
hell
surprises.
Yes.
Anyway.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.